Today on Experts from Co-Energy Propane, Brian Adams is in this morning. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Glad to be here again.
I always associate propane fuels with big tanks on smaller properties around the area, you know, like the 5 acres and things like that that I see driving around. But there's a big future with propane, right?
Yeah, there absolutely is. We're starting to see a lot more industrial commercial uses with propane. We're seeing some communities like Truckee, California, that is actually using propane to power the electric grid for the community. So there's exciting times in the industry and with where the propane is going in the energy complex.
Where does our propane that we use here in Central Oregon come from?
Yeah, great question. So the majority, 100% of the propane that's used in the United States or here in Oregon is produced from North America. The largest percentage of that actually comes from North America itself, out of what they call the Balkan region or North Dakota area. At some times, we will import propane from Canada just based on where the energy complex and where the product is being produced. But it is all produced here in North America, with the primary supply source coming directly from the United States.
Now, a phrase that I would not have put these two words together before, renewables and propane. I don't understand that formula. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there's been some great breakthroughs in renewable propane. You know, I think first it's important to understand that propane is the cleanest of all fossil fuels. It has zero methane associated with it and very low carbon output. So it actually has less carbon output than the national electric grid. Here in Oregon, we benefit from a lot of renewable electricity generation, especially with hydro dams. So it's about on par with the electric grid here in Oregon. But moving forward, it's exciting. There's been about $7 billion of recent investment into the technology for renewable propane. In fact, Co-Energy received our first supply of renewable propane, and it was generated from used vegetable oil.
What?
Super exciting. We make a joke that, you know, propane's going to smell more like French fries rather than rotten eggs moving forward. But all joking aside, it is a very serious subject, and it's something that not only is the industry, but Co-Energy is very committed to. While the majority of renewable propane is produced from used vegetable oil today, there's lots of technologies that are being produced. The one that we're most interested in is a plant called camelina. So the camelina is a byproduct that is grown in between crops and produces about 90% oil out of its seed that then can get refined into renewable diesel and renewable propane. And we're very excited about it. You know, we feel that there's going to be enough supply of renewable propane that at Co-Energy, we're committed to being 10% renewable by the year 2027 and 100% renewable by the year 2030.
Wow, that is a leap.
It is, and we're very excited about going there. The other thing that I'll mention about the excitement of the camelina plant is it's a supplement plant to wheat, soybean, and corn. And so we're excited here in the state of Oregon at the possibility of being able to grow camelina in between wheat cycle crops to help not only clean up the environment when it comes to carbon output, but then also provide a strong economic and financial incentive for farmers here in rural Oregon as they grow this plant in between their primary plants.
Are there any ideas of expanding the uses of propane to power vehicles?
There is. So Cummins has actually just released a 100% propane-powered engine that can be used in place of diesel engines. So it's been in the works for a couple of years. It goes into line production this last year, and we're going to start seeing a lot of heavy-duty trucks coming out that are fueled 100% by propane.
So if you can grow the camelina seeds here in Oregon and be able to use it for engines and other purposes, and it burns clean, wow, you've got something there.
Yeah, it's a complete life cycle of a clean energy here in Oregon that gives us an alternative to and supplement some of the other renewable energy sources such as hydro, solar, and wind.
All right, it's Brian Adams with Co-Energy Propane. Where can people go to find out more about Co-Energy?
Coenergy.net is our website and a great place to find out more information.
All right, Brian Adams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here on FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.